Bodhi Day celebrates the Buddha's awakening. And in East Asian tradition, in the Zen tradition that we are part of, it's celebrated on December 8th. But of course, if one lives in on a calendar that includes December 8th in the middle of the week, sometimes we celebrate it at other times. We also often have a session for that, a long session, 8 days if possible. However, again, this depends on the circumstances of life. So, for instance, my wife is just completing a session today because December 8th is the middle of the week, and having a long session, which is 7 or 8 days, usually we want to include a weekend, which makes it easier for us. However, no matter what day we celebrate, commemorate, remind ourselves of the Buddha's awakening, it's the Buddha's awakening and our awakening that's most important. There are a number of, articulations of the Buddha's awakening. So one is the Buddha's seeing the morning star and the Buddha awakens and says, "How wonderful, how wonderful. I and all beings of the great earth have together attained the way. I and all beings." Another version of this in the same sutra but elsewhere has the Buddha saying, "How wonderful. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha," which is the wisdom perfection of the Buddha's awakening. "But because of delusion and attachments, they don't see this and suffer, cause harm. Therefore," the Buddha says, "I'm going to go out and help teach them this truth of who and what they are, this wisdom perfection that we are, that because of attachment, beliefs, reactions, we miss." In a sense, this is what the whole of our practice is about. It is being who we are and noticing how and when, where we get caught up in beliefs, attachments that are creating trouble right now. Another way to say it is caught in self-centered dream, or caught in self-centered addiction, if I say it that way, because we are all in some ways or other self-addicts, addicts to aspects of self that we believe. And because we believe it, what's not difficult, what's never difficult, which is the perfect way that is our life, becomes difficult because of our picking and choosing, to use a traditional format. Because we refuse to be this moment, and we hold on to preferences of all sorts, and therefore miss our life, miss who we are. We hate things and love things, and then we don't see the life that we are in the blinders of our hates or our loves, our wanting and not wanting, our beliefs about he shouldn't, she should, I shouldn't, all these things that we think are right and wrong about the way the universe is manifesting this ongoing changing. And we see this in various texts. I've talked about many of them before. The perfect way is not difficult for those who don't pick or choose or don't hold on to their preferences. But that means us. When we fail to see the real form of the universe, we miss the truth of who we are. That any event and any moment is the opportunity to be who and what we are. And instead, we hold on to our likes, we hold on to our dislikes in terms of what's showing up. Or if I say it, we hold on to our self-addiction and we refuse to notice where and how we are fighting or trying to grab onto this ongoing life changing, revealing right here. This revelation of the glorious light, to use a phrase in one of the sutras we chant or in Bodhisattva's vow, which keeps us from various events, moments, people, places. So one of the practice aspects that I encourage all of us to notice where and how we're holding on to and reacting to circumstances, whether it's inside circumstances or outside circumstances, whether it's things that people in our immediate vicinity do or things that happen in the world or events that we don't want or events we want and which don't happen, things that we say or think or things that others say or think. All of those are opportunities to notice how we get pushed. And if we make the effort to notice that reaction, that caught upness, whether in terms of informal sitting or in the rest of our life, each time we have that opportunity to notice it is the opportunity to be this wisdom perfection that we are, this life of the Buddha that we are, whether we call it the awakened life, whether we call it the light, never failing light, all sorts of expressions. But all of those are to encourage us. The words aren't what's something to hold on to, but it's the allowing ourselves to experience this that we are, allowing ourselves to be this moment of our life, because that's where the richness and the joy that's always there for us can be, if I'll use the word, sensed, experienced, lived, and can also become the basis out of which we respond to ourselves and others, respond to the universe in a compassionate way. And we get the benefit from that. So I encourage all of us to celebrate, commemorate, manifest the Buddha's awakening as our perfect way, as our life of the universe. Thank you.